Good day, awesome life group leaders. Pastor Nathan here to talk about one of our favorite topics, multiplication. We've talked about multiplication from many different angles, and we've made a number of suggestions since we started these LeaderCasts. And this month, I want to focus in on why it's a good idea to not surprise our life groups with multiplication. Now, we know that we're a multiplying church. We've seen multiple campuses emerge from a single campus. We've seen multiple life groups emerge from a single life group. We've had this philosophy of multiplication since day one. It should be no surprise to any of us as leaders that our goal is to multiply groups. We talk about it in our new leader orientation. We talk about it at huddles. We celebrate it when it happens. And we're always thinking about the mission behind multiplication and putting the mission first above the mild discomfort of multiplying. And I think it's important to note, and I recognize that multiplication isn't the easiest thing to ask a group to do. And I've been there. I've done that a dozen times in my own groups, and it's not always an easy task for a leader or for a group. But I'll tell you what, if you want it to go smooth, it's going to go 100% smoother if you don't surprise your group with multiplication. So how do you surprise a group with multiplication? Well, for starters, you never talk about it. I think many of us have made this mistake before. Some of us are living that mistake right now. Multiplication should always be discussed multiple times a term as a reminder to all of us what one of our major goals are in the group. And we want to invite neighbors. We want to invite coworkers and friends that are in our areas. Then we want to invite them into group. We want to invite people we meet on Sunday mornings into our group. We want to grow that so we can multiply and make sure there's enough room for everyone to experience this authentic community. So if we only talk about multiplication when multiplication is necessary, we're going to miss out on the missional aspect of multiplication. We miss out on talking about growing our groups for the kingdom. And we tend to get self-serving and self-focused within that constant without that constant discussion of multiplication. So what better way is there to remind ourselves and others about the mission than to talk about the mission of multiplication? I always start off the term reminding people in my group that multiplication is the goal and that we hope that in a term or two, we'll grow to the point where we can multiply and meet even more people. And we talk positively about it from day one. And people, if you talk positively about it, they start to view it positively. And they feel like, you know, when we multiply, we accomplish the mission. And secondly, we can surprise people with multiplication if we don't demonstrate it in our groups. And I think of multiplication not only as a single moment in time, but instead of multiple moments in time. So in essence, we should be multiplying our leadership across the group as frequently as possible. So this goes back to delegation. When you have someone else facilitate discussion for the week, you, in a sense, are taking a step of multiplication. When you have someone in the group spearhead the Serve the City partnership in your group, likewise, you're taking a step of multiplication. When you appoint new co-leaders to the group, you're engaging in a moment of multiplication. All of these things point to growth, and they point to the ability to multiply. And it shows the group that the group is more than just the leader. It's everyone participating in the life of the group, and it builds confidence if that group does multiply, that the health of the group is so much more than a single leader or a leader couple. Promoting delegation and allowing others to build their confidence is a great way to prepare for multiplication and reduce the surprise factor in multiplication. So the last thing we want to be is reactive when it comes to multiplication. We need to think proactively. The more proactive you are about your group multiplying, the easier it's going to be to multiply. Well, I hope this helps. Keep praying for our groups. Keep praying for our growth. God's doing some incredible things in the life of our church, and it's such a blessing to be a part of God's kingdom work and to be serving with all of you.